We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Kuf Aleph in the Machon Shalem edition, page Reish Lamin in the Masada of Kuk edition. When Hashem says, if you obey my mitzvos, then I will not put upon you all the afflictions I put on the Egyptians, for I am Hashem, your healer. Nistavku bo hamefarshim. The commentaries had difficulties with this verse. What does it mean, I am your healer, if you're not yet ill? Hashem says, I will not place upon you all the illnesses of Egypt, for I am your healer. Healer is one who takes away illness, not makes sure it doesn't even come. So I think it means as follows. It's known that the doctors don't directly cure the illness. Aval bemikre, but they have to use they use medication that affects something, that makes you better. For example, you take vitamin C. Does that really cure the cold? Or does that make certain things function in your body that cures the cold? The latter, not the former.
What about a surgeon? Like, he's actually
doing something. Oh, you're right. I guess there are exceptions, right? Sometimes they can cut out a cancer, right? So, yeah. What? Right? Ve'inam nikrim rofim el al tzad ha'avara. So when we say they cure, really they're not curing directly most of the time. But we use the term rofe as the one that heals. As we use it as, you know, that's a term that we use, but they don't literally heal, but rather they give us things that will help the body cure itself. Because they don't really make the cure. What they do is they take the thing that will work best with your body, that will help the body cure itself. But most of the time, the body is doing the curing. You're working with the body to cure itself. But if you were a doctor that could really zoom in, like he said, if you could take a laser beam and focus on what needs to be burnt out and get it out, okay, that would be curing. But most of what doctors do is not that. Maybe today it is. I don't know. Sometimes a lot of today's medicine does zone in and deal with the illness itself. Okay, so medicine changed. Alternative medicine still works this way. ולכן, תהיה פעולתם כפי הכלים אשר יפעלו בהם. So their actions is contingent on their tools, on their medication. כי אם יהיו נאותים לטבע, ירפאו החולי. If the medication fits a person's nature, so then it cures. But if they don't work with a person's nature, they give him penicillin and he's allergic to penicillin, things are going to get worse. And if they are neither, they don't fit, they don't help him, some people don't react. You have it, I know I've had strep where the antibiotics didn't do anything to the strep. I needed a different form of antibiotics. So sometimes it doesn't work with a person's nature. And it doesn't oppose it either. So then, they're nothing. Sometimes medication does absolutely nothing for a person. But Hashem is the true doctor, and Hashem really removes the illness without anything else, no side effects. The greatest doctor. He doesn't have to work with this medication or that medication. Let me see how you react to penicillin. No. It works the other way around. All of nature is in his hands. Hashem can make every illness be removed in any way Hashem wants. Look at Chizkiyoh. He had an illness that would ordinarily get much worse if you put figs on it. Along comes the prophet and says, put figs on it, it'll get better. And that's exactly what happens. Because Hashem isn't limited to using our medication to make things work. Hashem just makes it leave when Hashem wants to. ולכן אמר, אל תתמח יי עדתיך להסיר המחלה בשמירת החוקים והמשפטים. Hashem says, don't wonder, wait a second. You're telling me, what did the Torah say after we left Egypt? You keep the laws and statutes of the Torah, you won't get sick. שנראה לך שאין ביניהם ובין הסרת החולי יחס כלל. You'll say, what's the connection? So I didn't steal from my neighbor, so I won't get a cold. What's the connection? Ki ani Hashem rofecha. Hashem says, that's true. because you're always working with derivatives. You're always working with a cure that will affect the body in order to cure the illness. I don't work that way. I control the illness, and I could remove the illness. So whenever I want, I can remove it. What happened there? They come tomorrow, the water's bitter. Hashem tells Moshe, take this bitter tree, put it in the water, and the water will get better. So Moshe does that, and everyone watches and says, hey, wait a second, that's abnormal. You take bitter water, you put something bitter in it, and it gets better? Yes, Hashem says. Here's the idea. If I want to get better, it'll get better. I don't need tools to make it better. The same idea, Hashem says, you keep my Torah mitzvos, and I'll make you better. You won't get ill with the illnesses of Egypt. And that's what Hashem was saying. You might say, what's the connection between keeping Torah and staying healthy? I'll tell you. My connection, God says. I control it, so I say, keep the Torah, and I'll take care of you, and the illnesses you just saw in Egypt will not fall upon you.